I'm drawn to a lovely quote by St. Augustine in The City of God, where he says, it's a sin to judge any man by his post. In modern English, that would mean it's a sin to come to any of you who you should talk to dependent on their business card. It's not the post that should count. And according to St. Augustine, it's only God who can really put everybody in their place. And he's going to do that on the day of judgment with angels and trumpets and the skies will open. Insane idea if you're a secular person like me, but something very valuable in that idea nevertheless. In other words, hold your horses when you're coming to judge people. You don't necessarily know what someone's true value is. That is an unknown part of them, and we shouldn't behave as though it is known. There's another source of solace and comfort for all this. When we think about failing in life, when we think about failure, one of the reasons why we fear failing is not just a loss of income, a loss of status. What we fear is the judgment and ridicule of others. And it exists. You know, the number one organ of ridicule nowadays is the newspaper. And if you open the newspaper on any day of the week, it's full of people who've messed up their lives. They've slept with the wrong person. They've taken the wrong substance. They've passed the wrong piece of legislation, whatever it is. And they're now fit for ridicule. In other words, they have failed and they are described as losers. Now, is there any alternative to this? I think the Western tradition shows us one glorious alternative, and that is tragedy. Tragic art, as it developed in the theatres of ancient Greece in the 5th century BC, was essentially an art form devoted to tracing how people fail and also according them a level of sympathy which ordinary life would not necessarily accord them. I remember a few years ago I was thinking about all this, and I went to see the Sunday Sport, a tabloid newspaper that I don't recommend you to start reading if you're not familiar with it already.